thankful today again to have our visitors, all of our visitors with us. My aunt and uncle's here, but now they've been in here a couple Sundays, so they're not visitors anymore. So they're part of the crowd. And if you've not got to meet them yet, my Uncle Bob and Aunt Linda are here as well this morning. So make yourself at home. We have some longtime friends of my parents, Pastor Jack and Shirley, and of our friend and our family as well. And we've had a connection for a lot of years. And I do want to say to them this morning, thankful for their friendship, but thankful for what they meant to my parents and to the pastors of this house. They truly were joined in heart, and they truly loved them, and they loved my parents. And, you know, when you have a connection and a relationship like that, those are valuable, and you need to, you know, appreciate those things. So with that being said, Pastor Bill and Deborah Cutshaw, honor them this morning, and we're going to turn the service over to them, and they're going to minister to you this morning.
Well, with that being said, I rabbit hunt a lot, Brother Jack, rabbit hunted with me. This last, the last day of the season, we were running some dogs and had some rabbits, I mean, on the road. And everybody was shooting, and all of a sudden the Lord said, and I heard Jack's voice say, "I like to shoot to hear my gun go off." And I tell you right now, that man could shoot, and he would put some bullets out there. But I wanted to decree to us here this morning as the body of Christ is, they have never left me. Shirley is in my heart, my walk, and the authority and power that they bestowed in our life has sprung to our children, our grandchildren, and I just magnify what God is doing in the midst of us as the body of Christ. For we have risen up, and I heard the position places, go preach, boy, good. I stand only in one position, place as the body of Christ, and I need to begin, and as the Holy Ghost permits me from the book of Revelations in chapter 21 of the Word of God. As we were on the way up here, the Holy Ghost said, this is a supernatural authority and power and time that is released unto the body so that this is no longer a one-man show. This is a we. And as we are a corporate body and we manifest from that glorious realm of His Spirit, well, I can't start there. I need to go back to Ephesians and chapter 1. Stick your finger in there, because as sons and daughters of God, the greatest move is, as you saw these children walk out here, is about to overcome and manifest through us and them as a body of Christ and bring forth such glory and such manifestation. I'm reading from Revelations in chapter 22 of the Word of God in verse 17 before I go back to Ephesians of the Word of God. In Revelations in 22, and the Spirit, in verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride said, come. So here we are as body of Christ. We have come into a position place, and we have come and gathered ourselves together. Then no longer are we individuals. We are all compact together, and we make up completely the body of Christ. And the body of Christ and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water. And we are here tonight, this morning, to bestow unto each other as sons and daughters of God this life, and we are here to give it forth freely as the Holy Ghost and as God has abided within us as a body of sons and daughters of God. Ephesians of the Word of God. Praise God. Amen. The sister was up here a while ago talking, and I'm not going to run all these rabbit tracks, but when she began to speak, the Holy Ghost began to say something to my spirit, and I went through a lot of issues and circumstances, and the Lord said, as she was talking, is that I'm removing all the old and bringing in the new. Amen. And as He is removing all the old realm is tore down. And I say to this house here is that you're about to see a greatest move that you have ever saw before. the authority and power. Even the Lord would say to thee, I have birthed thee forth, and as I have birthed thee forth, the word of my spirit is within each one of your hearts. So out of your belly shall flow a river of living water that shall bring life unto all of my people, saith the Lord. Not just in this particular place, but it shall flow forth over the airways that shall literally change my body and bring them into the supernatural authority and power that I have ordained from them for the foundation of the world. And my word is strong upon your heart this day. Therefore, the manifestation of that shall be evident unto those around about. My son John said, come and see. But now I say to you, sons and daughters of God, thou shall see. And as you see this, you will see the authority and power that I have brought forth. There's a blessing that's overshadowing this sons and daughters of God here, this house of God. Their finances is going to multiply like they have never multiplied before. There's a benefit that's coming forth in sons and daughters of God. And each and every one of you, there's going to be an increase in your walk, increase in your finances, increase in your understanding. God has set forth the ministry in this house, and it set forth his grace is sufficient for all things. So I say this from Ephesians of God's word, and I'm still going back to Revelations in chapter 21, but in Ephesians of the word of God in chapter 1 in verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, he's already blessed us with all. And notice that this is a spiritual blessings in the heavens. So we're operating. Brother Lynn said something years ago. He said, I'm not going to be. I'm already in the Spirit. I have received and accepted that as sons and daughters of God, that now that we reside in the heavens. Amen. I like to come to West Virginia because, hey, that's closer to heaven. Amen. Praise God. And as it's closer to heaven, then we operate out of that realm. But in spiritual position, place, is that I've already got this. This belongs unto us as sons and daughters of God. And my heart cries out unto all of us as body of Christ, as Paul said in Ephesians in chapter 1 of the word of God here. And verse 7, that the God of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. This is not something that's going to come to us as sons and daughters of God. It's already in our possession. And as it's already in our possession as sons and daughters, then this blessings are going to overflow out of all of us as sons and daughters of God. And the manifestation of this is going to be so devastating that it's going to change the nations. It's going to change our government. It's going to change all that we are as sons and daughters of God. Amen. I've heard over the different times that people say we can't never go back the way. Well, God's already tore that house down. As the sister you heard her stand up here and prophetically declare to us, that realm is already tore down. And because it's tore down now, God has already built up a people that's speaking from the heavens, is calling those things that not as though they were. And as we're doing so, then we're seeing the miraculous deliverances of what God's already doing. As he's already doing. So he said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, and the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye might know what is. So we are here in the position place, and we're going to know exactly what our God has for us as sons and daughters of God. He's tore down the walls. He's tore down the situations around about us, and he has made us more stronger than we have ever been before. Amen. We have been going through a fire, and as we've been going through that fire, we've been coming forth as a refiner's body and sons and daughters of God. And as he has did so, then you can look back at your own life as the Holy Ghost permits you to this morning and see that God has tore down some walls in your walk and brought you to a different position, place in his glory and in his grace. And as we are in this position, placed in the supernatural authority majority of what God is doing, amen, is already taking place. And as it's already taken place, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance, and it is in, it's already and always been there in the saints of God. It's always been there. And what is the exceeding greatness in this word of His power, His authority, and His authority and His power has came into sons and daughters of God, so that now we are exercising what God's already declared. Okay, hold your finger right there. And go with me back into the book of Luke of the Word of God, and go in the book of Luke of God's Word to chapter 10 of God's Word. And in chapter 10 of the book of Luke of God's Word, skip down here, first of all, to verse 19. And verse 19 of the Word of God says unto us, "Behold, I give unto you power." This word power is a word that means unto us authority. This authority is in the sons and daughters of God, and the power of this manifestation is right here. Amen. Run out of fingers because the Holy Ghost. I need to go back to the book of Acts of the Word of God. In the book of Acts of God's Word, go to chapter 10, and please hold your finger right there for just a moment as the Holy Ghost permits us. In chapter 10 of the book of Acts of the Word of God, and I want you first of all read verse 34. In verse 34, the Word of God says, "And then Peter opened his mouth." All of us as body of Christ, you've got to open up your mouth. The glory of God will completely pour out of you. Hallelujah. It will not be the words of your flesh and blood, man. It will be the words of the blessings of the spiritual manifestations of God out of your temple, for He has filled you with His blessings and with His glory and His grace. So Peter opened up his mouth and said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respect of persons. I see that God is no respect of persons. He will manifest Himself out of each and every one of us, no matter how small or how old we might be, as sons and daughters of God. And that position, place of His glory is received in us. No respect of persons. Skip down to verse 36. And He said, "The word which God had sent unto the children of Israel." The Word. And that Word is coming to us. Verse 37 says, "That Word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism of John the Baptist." How God, I say this to each one of you here this morning, as God has anointed you with such an anointing. How God anointed the Word Jesus here is a position place that says the Word made flesh. And as that Word is made flesh, you are now the flesh made Word. You are literally the Word of God in this hour, and people are reading your book. Praise God. And as He's reading your book as sons and daughters of God, then God hath already anointed you. This anointing is not something coming. This anointing is already in sons and daughters of God. And as it's within us, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, what with? Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank God that that Holy Ghost is leading us and guiding us into all truth. Then He said, "And with power and with authority." We are now seated in the position place of the right hand of the Father, as Christ Jesus said, "Hey, where I am, there shall ye be also." In that same position place, as He's seated on the right hand, the King's position place, and anyone sitting on the right hand had the complete authority. Come on. We've got complete and total authority as we have approached this position place that God has brought us to as sons and daughters of God, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Now listen to this, because as sons and daughters of God, we've all been going through some fire. And as we've been going through that position place, God is doing a refining within each one of us, tearing down the walls, tearing down anything that's been contrary. The voice that is speaking from the heavens is changing who we already are. Hallelujah. And I say this, all that were oppressed of the devil, for God, you know what is? God is with you. And as he is with you, you can lose your finger right there, hold it and hold it again just a little bit longer. Go back to the book of Hebrews of the Word of God. And Hebrews of God's Word, go to chapter 12. And chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews of the Word of God, speak with me from verse 36, verse 26 of the Word of God, where he says, "Whose voice then shook the earth?" Amen. There's been a lot of shaking going on. Praise God. Amen. A lot of fear has gripped the hold of a lot of Christians. Amen. But faith has already arisen. Come on. From the very start, God planted a garden in the Garden of Eden, and God's the one done the planting, and God's the one that put the seed there. The Word of God is already in you. The Word of God is a powerful Word, and that Word of God has caused you to raise up to the very point that your flesh and blood, the man of dust, has passed away, and the position, place of the glory of our Father now resides on all of us. He is no respect of persons, and His glory is manifesting. So I say again to us by the realm of the Spirit, on your jobs, in your homes, as you speak the Word of God, you will see the glory manifest immediately before your eyes, because you're speaking not from the realm of an earth, you're speaking from the realm of the heaven. And as we're speaking from that realm of the heaven, and here again in Hebrews of the Word of God, and verse 26, "Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven." We've seen our churches shaken, and we've seen a lot of people separate or move away, but hey, this Word. So here we again go again, is to realize as sons and daughters of God, as Paul, as the writer of Hebrews stepped up and spoke that word, now we're going to speak it. And we're going to speak it like we have never spoke it before, and literally we're going to see the evidence. This is not in part. Hallelujah. See, our unction as body of Christ, we've been prophesying in part. We've been speaking, but now it's an hour and time that we come to speak the whole deliverance, and we're going to see cancers dried up. We're going to see our bodies made completely and totally whole. Why? Because you are going to speak from the realm of the heavens, and the realm of the heavens is going to manifest, because you're already blessed with all the spiritual blessings that already reside within us as sons and daughters of God. There's already been a shaking going on, and as that shaking's been going on, it's causing the things to be removed out of our lives, so that now we are a new creature in Christ. Old things has already passed away, but now you become a new creature. So the bride is saying, hallelujah. We are speaking that authority. We are speaking hallelujah. And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Praise God. Wherefore we, this is not I, this is we. This is a corporate body that's flowing in the unity of God's Spirit, and we've got one voice. Amen. Not two voices, one voice. And as we're operating in one voice, wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. We've got this kingdom. It's already here. It's already been manifested from us as body of Christ. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us now, us, because each one of us is body of Christ, though we have seen a lot of people move away from faith, but God's decree to us is, hey, we're going to have to realize that grace is sufficient for all, and it will draw all back unto Himself. And you and I are the ones that speaking from that realm, and we are the ones that change. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." So I say the same thing to you as body of Christ. You got resurrection power. You got life in your own walk as sons and daughters of God. And it ordains us to speak the grace and allow the mercies of God overshadow. Amen. We can't keep kicking people away. We've got to keep drawing them in. And as we draw them in as the body of Christ, as wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. We're in a position, place now that we cannot and will not be moved. Praise God. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably in reverence with godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. You are baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. God has been doing a work in our temple and changing all of us. And as he's changing us, then the old things pass away. Amen. Hallelujah. And as he's doing that, he's bringing this new beginning in sons and daughters of God. As he's bringing that in us, go back to Luke in chapter 10 of the Word of God. And he said in verse 19, behold, I give unto you power. I've already given you this authority and this power. And you have got a right to tread upon the serpents and the scorpions and over the power of the enemy. Notice, over all the power. Hallelujah. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Prophetically, word coming to us as sons and daughters of God is that we've already got this power. And as we've got this power, the very next verse says, notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the spirits now, these unclean realm, as God, Jesus went about doing good, he anointed you to do the same thing. And those that are oppressed of the devil, flesh and blood is not our enemy. We got such a weapon. Praise God. And we are tearing down all the strongholds that has been stopping or holding us back from being what God has already ordained us to be. Notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice. Why? Because your names, plural. Now, the position, place of writing says unto us, this is a done deal. So I understand and I see as the Holy Ghost is moving through you, me, us, God is going to show honor out of your temple that your name becomes his name. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So if this mind is being in us, he thought it not robbery to be equal with the authority and power of the realm of the kingdom and the right hand authority of God to speak unto those that are sick and weary in body and to set them free. Amen. So here we are. We're here in a position, place of the supernatural authority and power of God, and now we're going to release what God's already put in us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we release this, hallelujah, because your names are written in, so you're operating from the position place of the heavens. And as we're operating from those heavens as the body of Christ, go back now to the book of Revelations in 21 of the Word of God, but go down to verse 22. And verse 22 says, and I saw. See, we are I saw. This is something that you and I have already got a hold of as sons and daughters of God. It belongs. It is ours. We are spiritually blessed. The eyes of our understanding have already been opened. God's placed us in a position, place where we are far above all the principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. He's gave us the right as the body of Christ to exercise grace out of our temple that would bring forth life unto each one that around about and manifest the word of truth that shall set the captive free. Jesus said, whomsoever the Son shall set free, he shall be free indeed. We keep looking back to the thinking, well, you know what? That says what Jesus did. No, that says what you do. That says what you do. Praise God. So we and you and I are setting the captive free. We are ministering from that realm as sons and daughters of God. And I say this again to all of us. We're not here this morning by chance. We're here because our God has already taken away the orders of the old realm. Praise God. And he has established the new already in our walk of life as sons and daughters of God, so that the word of his spirit has become so strong in our mouths that we can't keep our mouth shut. Amen. Praise God. Folk on your job's about to get shocked because they're going to turn them from one to another position, place of the glory. Revelations in chapter 21 of God's word in 22 says, "And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty," that's where we are as sons and daughters of God, "for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple." This is not hope matter. Maybe you have literally become the Word of God in this hour, and the anointing of the Word of God is now being manifest out of our temple. "For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of," we are now the Lord God Almighty has so miraculously and mightily infilled our temples so that now the overflow of that word that comes out of our temple is literally from the heavens, and we have already been blessed there. So as we've been blessed there, it's time that we pour out the grace or the blessings out of us, and we call those things that be not as though they were. Okay, Revelations 21 in verse 1, "And I saw." So I am here in this moment in time, and I'm looking at you, and I know that our hearts and lives have been united together many, many years ago and brought us into this position place, and we're still rabbit hunting. We're still chasing the position places of what God's word has ordained and gave to us as body of Christ. We're not going to lay down. We're going to stand up. And as we're standing up, then the walls of His Spirit, the revelation of salvation has already come to us, and now we're operating. We are now watchmen on the walls. And as we are watchmen on the walls, and we're ministering from that position place of high lifted up, and high lifted up, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more." The word "sea" is a double minded position place. We are now operating in one voice. We are now operating in the almighty position place of recognizing our God is now has potato. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get in a place and say, "Well, God, we welcome you here." No, hallelujah. He's never been a stranger. Praise God, He's always been here. And because He's always been here, I say this to each and every one, He's always been in your temple. When He breathed the breath of life in Adam in the Garden of Eden, He breathed the spiritual manifestations of the Word of God within in a fleshly tabernacle. So then that Word of God was made flesh and dwelt among men. Now we are the Word, we are the flesh made Word in this hour with the authority and power that God's already ordained for us, so that the prince of this power, this air, is not going to be dealt with. He's already been dealt with, and as He's already been dealt with, now you and I step into that position place, and Jesus said, "Hey, I finished the work." But you know what He said in St. John 17? "Now I'm going to send you." And because He has sent us as body of Christ, we're about to wipe out these hospitals. This Corona 19's already gone. You can call whatever you want to, but it's already gone. Why? Because you and I are changing. Amen. We're changing what God has decreed. How? By the word of your Spirit that comes not from the flesh and blood realm, but from the Spirit. Too much confusion has brought forth destruction in sons and daughters of God. Now we are building back a house. And only this house is habitated by the Almighty God, and the Lamb are the temple. So when folks see you, they're going to see the Almighty God. They're going to see a Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. They're going to see a Lamb that has been raised from the dead. I'll say this again to you. You heard the sister a while ago. Resurrection power is a manifestation that you might recognize that when He come out of that grave, you come out of that grave. Yes, amen. He drawed all men into Himself, and when He come up, you and I come up, and when you and I come up, we come up with the same authority and power, and as we've got this authority and power, then that authority and power now is being exercised from us. As it's coming from us, praise God, and I, John, saw the holy city, and I, Bill Cutshaw, am I looking at the holy city. Praise God, praise God. Amen. New Jerusalem. Praise God, it's a new position, place that God has already established in us. And as He's already established in us, coming down from God, we are manifesting from the position, place of the spiritual realms of God. We've already been spiritually blessed. Our eyes have been opened up. The authority and power of that word is now manifesting and coming forth. I need to go back to the book of Ephesians one more in chapter 1. In chapter 1 of God's Word, look at verse 20 one more time. Which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. He manifests this from the very position, place that when Christ come out from the dead, you and I come out from that same position, place as body of Christ. Death hath no dominion. Carnal mind and carnal thinking, the realms of the sea has already been dealt with, and they are gone. And because they are gone as body of Christ, which He wrought in Christ, so He wrought this same manifestation in your temple. Praise God. When He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand, now again, I say to you, is that's the right hand of authority and power. And it's coming forth from the realm of the Spirit. The word places is there, but I declare to all of us, this is something that comes out of all, because He is no respect of persons. Hallelujah. And as He has no respect of persons, then this glory is already being seen in you and me. Praise God. Amen. Skip down to verse 2 for just chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath He quickened. He's already did it. And as He's already did that for us as the body of Christ, St. John of the Word, stick your finger there now, St. John of God's Word and chapter 6 of the Word of God. And in chapter 6, again, another familiar scripture, it says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. Sometimes we get out in our flesh and first thing you know, we've caused confusion. We've got people mad. God didn't call you to be cause folk to be mad. You call God called you to draw all men unto Himself. Grace and mercy. Praise God. Has to keep coming. It is the Spirit that quickens, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words. Now here we are again, because we have to open up our mouth and let these words of God flow out. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, the very word that comes out of your mouth is Spirit. The very word that comes out of your mouth is Almighty God's Word. The word that comes out of your mouth is the Lamb that shed for all of us as body of Christ, so that His blood is sufficient for all things. Praise God. Praise God. And the word that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are. So we operate from the same realm as sons and daughters of God. The words that come out of us are spiritual words. The words that comes out of us, you and I, no respect of persons. You and I operate in resurrection power. And as we operate that, I'm going to declare again to us, as Jesus said in St. John in chapter 11, He said, I am the resurrection and the life. And as He is that resurrection and the life, He said to Lazarus, he that is likened to God, come forth. And then He said to those around about Him, you know what you got to do? You got to take the grave cloths off them. We've got too many grave cloths that have bound people down to the very point that now it's time that we move. My sister said it a while ago, the sweet fragrance of the anointing of God. You start peeling back those grave cloths and you're going to start smelling the spikenecker. You're going to start smelling all the fragrances of the anointing of God. And as we're peeling that back as sons and daughters of God, go back to Ephesians of the Word of God, chapter 2. Look at verse 20. Which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. So when He raised you up, you got the same realm. When He set Him, it's a supposition place of a complete done deal. This is not something that we got to keep laboring over. It's something that we need to start allowing to flow out. Praise God. And set him at his own right hand in heavenly places far above. So here we are as body of Christ. God has placed us far above all the principalities, all of the powers, and all of the might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. As the Holy Ghost permits us to tomorrow, we still have got this same power and the same authority. Praise God, praise God. And hath put all things under his feet. Hello, feet. Hello, hallelujah, sons and daughters of God. Hello, Almighty God and Lamb of God. Praise God, which and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And then he says, which is his body. And as we are his body, everything is not going to be. Everything has been already put under us. And as it has been put under us, back up again. And you can lose your finger there this time and go back unto St. John of the Word of God and go to chapter 12 of God's Word and read with me first of all from verse 30, because a voice is being spoken out of sons and daughters of God, and as the voice is being spoken, praise God, then look at verse 28 first. Then, Father, glorify. See, you heard these songs. I'm telling you, we are a people that are glorifying our God. Hallelujah. And as we're glorifying his name, we're realizing that the authority and power of that same name resides within us. And as it resides within us, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it. Already did it. Now and will glorify it again. Come on, let that sink in, because I'm telling you, Holy Ghost is pouring on us like we have never seen this before. And he is glorifying his name that's in the midst of you again. Praise God. Praise God. Look at verse 30. And Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your. The same position, place that you've got to realize is the body of Christ, that the Word of God that comes out of your temple is for the people around about you. Yes. Praise God. But for your sakes. So here we are. We're in this position, place of releasing what God's already did. Now is the judgment. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And as we operate in this realm, you're going to see how the devils are going to flee from you just by you walking in a room. Why? Because the name's in you. Because the Almighty, because the Lamb, the authority and power of that Word is already resurrected within our temples as body of Christ, and we're moving, we are ministering from that position as body of Christ. And as we're ministering from that, praise God, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all. We are now in a position, place of drawing all people back unto God. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Now God is in you, and he is reconciling the body of Christ back unto himself. Amen. When he was on the cross, he didn't just die for the one that said, remember me, but he died for the one that said, hey, if you be the Son of God, take us down with you. I'm telling the creed to us as body of Christ, now we're going to take them up with us into the realm of the Spirit, into the realm of authority and power. In the book of chapter 14 of the book of St. John of God's Word, and verse 30 says, Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing. I say this to each one of you as a body of Christ today. The adversary has nothing in you. Amen. Nothing. Praise God. That's a bold statement, because the first thing our flesh and mind wants to say is, well, you know, I messed up this morning. I got mad at my wife. I got upset at my grandchildren. Come on. Hey, the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing. He doesn't have one thing in you and me as sons and daughters of God and our as body of Christ. We're now exercising what God's on. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I arise. Yes. Who? Let us go hence. It's time that we operate. Praise God. Yes. Amen. So we're here calling those things that be not. We're here decreeing what God has already gave to us as sons and daughters of God. As the Holy Ghost began to move and situations occurred around about me, God took me to this scripture here. And he said, there's a problem. And I said, well, what is it, Lord? He said, well, you keep asking for a healing. And when the moment that you ask for a healing, you tie my hands because that's all I can do. Oh, yeah, I thank God for healing now. Come on. Amen. But the moment that he began to say that, he said, you ask me for a miracle, then I can do immediately thing. You ask me for a miracle, and I can change circumstances around about you immediately. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I started decreeing that. I was laying in the hospital bed as we went through all this position place, and I saw this black thing come, and it come against my body. And I told my wife, I said, hey, God's doing something. Something's going on. It was a black. And the moment that it did that, it caused issues to begin to happen. And then God said, I'm going to raise you up. I'm changing those situations. I'm making you what I have ordained from the foundation of the world. And as he's making us as that body of Christ, I saw that realm leave out of my temple. I didn't have to take no pain pills. I didn't have to do anything in that position place. And I'm not bragging on this, but you ever went through a open heart surgery, I guarantee you're going to know you don't want to be there. And I decree from that position place, and as God has already ordained, I am speaking to anyone here that you have any kind of pain in your body, my God will supply all of your need. Yes. I decree that from the realm of the heavens, so I'm changing your temple right now as the body of Christ and making you completely and every width whole. The pain that has been coming against your chest and your situation in your body, we're taking charge over that. Psalms 107 says that he sent his word and healed and delivered out of all distresses. And as we are coming to this position place as body of Christ, we are here sending, we are here receiving, we are here decreeing the word of God that's changing our walk and changing our lives. Yes. Praise God. Oh, I'm back again to Revelations in chapter 21 on the Word of God in no time. Okay. Amen. No, now watch. And he says, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle or the dwelling place of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. I have got the rod. I have got the position, place of the authority of the Word of God to be exercised from us. Not I, us. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God, so here we are as body of Christ, as we just read from verse 22 of the Word of God, as I saw no temple there. What we're looking at when we're looking at each other as sons and daughters of God, we're looking at, and God shall wipe away. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I can't do anything of myself but what I see my Father do. What I see that position, place of that Word manifesting. So you and I, as body of Christ, are manifesting this now. It's always been here. Praise God. In times past, we saw great moves of God. We saw great miracles and great deliverances. Amen. And then all of a sudden, people got their minds caught up in religion instead of God. Hallelujah. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. So we're dealing with that as we come here this morning. As sons and daughters of God, we are removing the pain out of your body. I don't care if it's your back. I don't care if it's your legs. I don't care if it's your big toe, little toe, whatever. The Holy Ghost is here to bring forth a deliverance. And sister stood up here and decreed a while ago, if you got a need, all you got to do is ask. Praise God. The word ask means to demand. And as we demand from God, God, here I am. I am your child. You got, and he does give you a miracle. Go back and look at it. The word ask means to demand. And we are demanding. We're taking this authority. We're exercising. Praise God, what he has already. For the former things are passed away, and he that sat upon the throne, he that sat upon, notice that it is he that sat upon the throne said, he that is on the right hand of God is ordained to speak a word and to bring this life. So now we're going to change. You have moved into supernatural authority and supernatural power. And as the Holy Ghost has already said, this place here is one of the beginnings that God's going to literally flow. Praise God. Even the Lord would say to thee, I have raised thee up from thy mother's womb and ordained thee with a word of life that has spread across this nation and my people, and their hearts are longing for this manifestation of this glory and this truth, saith the Lord. And therefore from this hour hence I am stirring up again within thy temple, and I'm giving thee greater gifts than you can imagine or even think, for the very word as you think on that thing shall also become a manifestation out of your vessel immediately, saith the Lord. For I have already put my unction and my authority and my power in your walk of life, saith the Lord. Praise God. And even as I have overshadowed thy temple, and I'm releasing you today from any pain within thy body, for I am the Lord that hath begotten thee by my word, and therefore I have risen thee up, and as I have risen thee up, then the life and the manifestation of my glory, hallelujah, you're going to see a complete change. I see the Holy Ghost touching you from the back of your neck and down into your, praise God. And this is moving all the way down into your hips and all the way down into your legs, your knees, caps. The Holy Ghost is touching both of them right now. Hallelujah. Father, I bless you, God, for we are removing pains and agonies out of the bodies of Christ and the glory of the Lord. I saw the Holy Ghost already touch you a while ago as my sister was standing there and decreed when she raised her hand, the glory swept over your temple, and the glory is bringing, ask him right now. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is your blood circulation. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is touching you in your blood circulation this morning, your heart. Praise God. Amen. And again, I decree by the grace of God, I give you a new heart. Can you do that? I can. How can I do that? Because it ain't me saying it. It's my Father. So I speak a new a position of glory and grace in this temple right now, and a complete restoration of that which you, hallelujah. And even I would say to thee that even thy seed in this moment in time shall be changed like you have never thought or imagined before. You saw the darkness came in, and you saw now you will see the darkness flee away, and you will see the glory of my spirit taking place in this moment, saith God. I am not a God that's afar off. I am a God at hand, saith the Lord. The Holy Ghost is already. Father, I praise you, God, for touching my sister, God, right now in her body. I see the Holy Ghost touching you around your waistline, sis, and pressure has been coming from your stomach area up into your chest, and the Holy Ghost is decreeing a miracle on your body right now. Praise God. You are set free. We are the body of Christ. And as we are the body of Christ, resurrection has already manifest. I have and I will continue to overshadow my word upon thy temple. And as my word is upon thy temple, I have taught thee, and you have taught your children. And even so now say I to thee that complete restoration, no longer any issues. Now, hallelujah, shall be in thy vessel. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, I'm going a little farther because the Holy Ghost is touching your husband right now. Praise God. A change of walk. Let me say, first of all, the Holy Ghost is touching him in his own feet and legs. That change of walk is coming right now, not only in a physical realm, but also in a spiritual realm. Praise God. In that spiritual realm, a restoration of life is already manifest. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Father, I stir up the gifts of God by the laying hands on this vessel, God. This is a vessel of honor, and I stir this gift of God up that's in her, and hallelujah, it is forth, saith God. Sister, I'm telling you, you bless my spirit. You bless my soul. You bless my body. Praise God. Father, right now, God, I thank you, Lord, for this sister, God. Hallelujah. This is just a beginning, for even as you have saw this take place in your walk of life, I shall manifest it in a greater measure. Hallelujah. And it shall bring forth life unto my people, for you shall speak truth, and the truth shall set my body free. And as you speak that truth, then my word shall immediately take place right before your eyes, and the victorious victory, you will see it, saith the Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, I bless my sister, God. Hallelujah. My resurrection power is already flowing within thy temple, and my glory and my grace is already moving within thee, saith the Lord. I have caused thee to rise up and manifest my anointing, and therefore my anointing shall flood forth upon thee, and thou shalt see thy changes around about you. Holy Ghost is bringing changes. Changes. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A new beginning, a new birth, a new position, place of that which the Holy Ghost, even I, have already set forth within thy temple, and I have established you by my grace and by my mercy. Therefore, as thou standeth, thou shalt see my glory immediately. In this moment, say I, do I touch thy physical bodies? Okay, brother. I saw a while ago the Holy Ghost has been moving in your family, and there's been a lot of fire going on. But today, right now today, come on, this is we now. Come on. We're going to change circumstances with your wife. I mean totally, completely, her body completely restored back physically. Praise God. Hallelujah. She never has lost it spiritually. It is physically, the Holy Ghost is moving right now, not only on her, brother, but you're not here this morning by chance. You're here because the Holy Ghost is doing a renewing in your own body. A complete restoration is taking place right now in your temple. Father, I praise you, God, for this is my brethren. This is the Word. This is the temple. This is the Almighty. This is a position, place of the Lamb seen in the earth today. And therefore, Father God, your word sent forth into his temple now is bringing complete restoration. Amen. Come on now. This is we. Praise God. First of all, the Holy Ghost is doing a change in your blood circulation. As he's doing a change in your blood circulation, he's doing a change in your legs, your stomach area. There's a lot of fluid that has been trying to build up, and it's causing this pressure to come up into your temple. But even this moment, I am, saith the Lord, loosen this out of your body, and you will know that I am thy miracle working, for this is an immediate. Come on now. We're not here asking for a healing. We're asking for a miracle. And a miracle is something immediately done. Praise God. So immediately we set. Immediately we deliver. Immediately we see the authority and power of our Father do the work within our temple. Praise God. Right now. Right now. Right now. Change, change, change. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, I praise you, God. Amen. My heart has cried. I'm here. We're here. We're here. And we're going to see a complete miracle in this, your wife. This is a sister of faith. This is a sister of the word. The adversary has no right to touch or hold her. Amen. Praise God. So right now, Father, I command a miracle in my sister's body. I release, I command this order that has oppressed her in her temple, God, to be gone out of her temple, Father God, and a complete restoration in her physical body. The fluid that has built up, gone. The pressure in her body is gone. Hallelujah. And we receive, God, this complete miracle right now. No other name but Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we praise you, God. You're going to see a complete change already starting 7 days. You're already going to see a complete moving, a completely change in her physical body. And as you see that change in her physical body, it's life that's going to flow through her temple. Praise God. Not something coming. Already here. Why? Because you're already here. And because you're already here, the word of this Spirit, the word of God that has been in this house from the very start, from the very foundation, has multiplied in sons and daughters of God. And these children that we blessed as they went out of here are operating in the anointing that you have bestowed upon them. And they have risen up. And as they have risen up, they stand with only His glory and only His grace. So we operate in this realm, and if you go on there in Revelation, you'll find out this is a done deal. Amen. Praise God. This is operating from a finished work. And as we're operating from a finished work, amen, we, and I want to continue to decree that to us as a body of Christ, that we are a corporate body and we must flow in one voice. Amen. And as we flow in that one voice, then He brings the changes. Yeah. So you've seen my change and you've seen my word. And I love this little fella here, our big fella. He's been my brother. Praise God. Amen. I have to say, when I look at him, I see Pop all over. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Father, I thank you, God, right now for my brother, Lord, and Father, for his wife. Let me say, first of all, to Tammy, the Holy Ghost is touching you and your body right now. And there's a restoration that's coming within your temple. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know how to describe this, but it's like your stomach, digestive tract. The Holy Ghost is just moving through that into your body. And you're going to see a complete change. Hallelujah. Yeah. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Andy, God. I thank you, Lord, for these miracles that you've bestowed upon him. And we're not asking for a healing, but, Father, you said he that had begun a good work is well able to finish it. And we saw a finished work. God, we hear a finished work. And as we operate in that realm, then we're going to see a complete deliverance. Praise God, a renewing. Amen. Praise God. Old things passed away. And again, as that sister had decreed that you saw old walls tore down, and now you see new walls built. Amen. Praise God. This is our God. This is our God. Yes. And the manifestation of what He's doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Yes. Let me say this, brother Jack has always stressed this, and it's something that got in my heart. So I say to you, if you don't know the Lamb of God as your Savior this morning, the greatest thing that you can do is ask Christ into your heart. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So if you don't know Him, just take a moment. Father, here we are. We are sons and daughters of God. And as we are, Father God, any vessel in here that needs a renewing, needs a regeneration to take place, God, needs a wall tore down or a new wall built, amen, God, Father, let them right now, out of their hearts, call upon your name. And you are not a God that's afar off. You are a God that's at hand. And the victory is already given. In Jesus' name. Anyone desire, let me say this. The Lord would say to thee, I have not forgotten my promises to thee. And as I have not forgotten my promises unto thee, you will see this manifest. For I have declared it, and as I have declared it, you will see a manifestation, saith the Lord. There's a renewing taking place in your family and in the circumstances around about you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Not going to, this is already doing. Praise God. Change, change, change. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone? Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Joyce, man, I love you. And that brother, that son, that husband. Now, sometimes he's act like a boy. Amen. Father, Lord, I thank you, God, for my sister. I see, first of all, the Holy Ghost touching you in your lungs and ministering through your lung area and a manifestation of your breath, the Holy Ghost moving through that right now. Father, I praise you. I see the Holy Ghost touching you, hallelujah, in a complete way. You have stood faithful, saith the Lord, and thou hast helped up my son. And as you have helped him up, you have been his backbone. You have been his strength. You have been his encouragement. And so now say I to thee, daughter, this is your day, and my grace and my mercy overshadows thee, and my peace is given to thee right now, saith the Lord. A complete renewing in your physical body. Praise God.
Amen.
Not something coming. It's something that's already
in Jesus' name, amen, amen. I'm going to ask Miss Deborah, come on up. And Bill, just come on up here for a minute. And let us just speak life over this. Hallelujah, this family today. Amen. Thankful for the word and the impartation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They come and they pour out and they impart and they minister. And so we want to minister to them this morning. Amen. They've had some physical challenges and some other challenges. And it's today. It's a miracle. It's the healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you want to come and gather around them and come pray with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just want to speak life and healing to them this morning in Jesus' name, and renewal and blessings. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Body, soul, mind, and spirit, God, we speak life. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. For the impartation of the Holy Spirit and the gifting. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray over their family. We pray over their generations. We pray over their seed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we declare the glory of God over their life, Lord, over their families, their kids, their health. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor, I just want to speak life to you this morning. A couple weeks ago, the Lord gave me a scripture and a sermon, and it was on the woman, the widow of Zarephath. And the scripture says that God had prepared her. He said, I told Elijah, he said, go there because I've already prepared a widow woman to sustain you. And he went to the house, the prophet of God went to the house, and he said to her, can you get me a little bit of water? And he was the man who'd shut up the heavens. There was no rain. Can you get me a drink? And she went in obedience to get him a drink. And he said, and while you're at it, bring me a little meal, a little cake. And she turned to him and she said, man of God, I've got just enough for me and my son. And we're going to eat this and then we're going to die. He said, you go and bring me what you have.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she brought of that. And the Lord said to me, it was a setup for a fill-up. It was a setup for a fill-up, because sometimes God has to remove the residue of what is left And God has to clear out what was good for yesterday to begin to pour in what is new and fresh. He doesn't mix the old with the new. He didn't pour in oil and meal into her barrel on top of what already was there. He cleaned out everything that was there and sustained a man of God, but it was a setup for a fill-up. And it said her cruse did not go empty and her barrel did not go empty until God sent rain. And so I'm declaring over you and over your family and your area that this time is a setup for a fill-up, that God wants to pour in new and fresh. And what seemed like you might have been reaching for the last little bit in the barrel, God wants to pour in fresh and new and multiply. God doesn't just add, He multiplies and brings plenty. So we declare today a setup for a fill-up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's a setup for a fill-up. Amen. You know, there are many giftings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 There are many giftings in the body, prophetically, and word of knowledge and wisdom and the gifts of the Spirit. How many know God has equipped us with those things? Hallelujah. And if it's new and if you don't understand all of those things, trust God to show you, to stir your heart and to see what God is doing in this time and in this season. We're getting ready to go ahead and bring the kids in. Amen. Hallelujah. But so we're so thankful for what God is doing. We're thankful for the stirring. How many know it's just good to hear some confirmation sometimes and some refreshment and new word and fellowship and time of just being together in the things of the Lord? Amen. Amen. While Beth sings a song, the kids are going to get ready to come in here. And again, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, we'd love to pray with you this morning. The altar's open. If you need special prayer for anything, our altars never close. I don't know why we say they're open, because they don't close, but they're always open. So feel free to come forward and pray. Let's just sing a word of worship, a song of worship, while the kids are coming.